Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Phil Niekro. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler bunts towards the mound. Wegman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is hit by the pitch. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Yount for the double play. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Deer for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs takes first base on ball four. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braggs moves to second. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem takes first base on ball four. Braggs moves to third. Schroeder moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles throws to second for one, and Gantner throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Bernazard moves to second. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard moves to third. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Deer, who is chasing the ball. Franco reaches third base with a triple. Bernazard scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Braggs, who is chasing the ball. Carter reaches third base with a triple. Franco scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviem fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball four. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Braggs. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Clark moves to third. Brian Clutterbuck now pitching. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles misplays the ball. That's an error on Riles. Clark scores. Jacoby moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Bando moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando scores. There goes Bernazard trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles is called out on strikes. One out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-1 in the game. Deere hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Deere reaches second base with a double. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Braggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall is hit by the pitch. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Mel Hall. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Nixon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 8-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Snyder scores. Clark moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Clutterbuck covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sviem hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Indians. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butler moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Yount picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yount. Butler scores. Nixon goes all the way around to score. Snyder moves to second. It's 11-1, Indians. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Clutterbuck covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Deer strikes out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Riles moves to second. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bosio now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jacoby strikes out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Butler moves to third. It's 12-1, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Fran Mullins now playing second base. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sviam hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosio covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Olker's now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Olker's covering, for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Riles moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Braggs hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Riles scores. Deer moves to third. It's 12-2, Indians. Doug Jones now pitching. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Mullins reaches second base with a double. Bando goes all the way around to score. It's 13-2, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Bozzio covering, for the out. Mullins moves to third. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sviam hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Sviam moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Sviam scores. Yount moves to second. It's 13-3, Indians. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. Gantner moves to third. It's 13-4, Indians. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullins fields it and throws to second for the out. Gantner scores. Two outs. It's 13-5, Indians. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Deer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.